Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, I get fired up in this episode. So if you don't like hearing people get fired up about important issues, then this might not be the episode for you. So just a little bit of a trigger warning, if you will. I get very angry because we talk about the rape that occurred on the train and no one there helped. This is a question of morality. It's a question of right and wrong. It's a question of courage, a question of masculinity, and more. So that was your one and only heads up as we're about to get into this episode. I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm curious, what does it say to you that people on a train did nothing while a woman was raped by an illegal alien for 40 minutes? I want to hear from you, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to thank those of you that are supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Serena from California, thank you for supporting us. Doug from Rancho Palos Verdes, thank you for supporting us. Camille from Riverside, California, thank you for supporting us. Jane from Union, New Jersey. Now, these people are monthly supporters, sometimes $5, $20, $100 a month. You guys can get behind the work we are doing. If we have impacted your life in any way whatsoever, any way, shape, or form, charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Kevin from Aurora, Colorado, thank you so much. Carla from Mississippi, thank you. Matthew from Las Vegas, thank you. Jessica from California, thank you. Jan from Oklahoma, thank you. Jessica from Texas, thank you. Brian from Idaho, thank you. Whitney from Utah, thank you. And Leslie from Pennsylvania. When you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you allow us to hire more staff, do two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. I am personally doing 330 speaking events a year, and you guys make that possible at charliekirk.com/support. I love hearing from you, freedom@charliekirk.com, and make sure you're subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Some of you might be listening and you're not yet subscribed, so check it out at charliekirk.com. No, check out the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Make sure that subscribe button is hit. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, you could do so at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school group or a college group today, and we will see all of you at America Fest. tpusa.com/AMFEST. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump Jr., and more, Senator Ted Cruz, coming to Phoenix, Arizona. You want to be there. tpusa.com/AMFEST. I get fired up in this episode, and I hope you do too. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We're going to get into this story now. And many of you have heard it, but it's time to talk about it even on a deeper level. A woman is raped and onlookers record it, the story beyond the outrage. Honestly, there hasn't been that much outrage from the mainstream press on this. They're just going to move on from it. They're not even telling the truth of this story. In Philadelphia, an illegal alien who had a criminal record that should have been deported, we'll get to that part of the story in a second, was on a train, harassed a woman and raped her for 40 minutes, and no one did anything. In fact, people took out their cell phones and filmed it. No one intervened, and they just watched idly by. Now, some people are stunned and shocked at this. Don't get me wrong. I'm disgusted. I'm not shocked or stunned at all. America has a complete and total cultural disintegration. We've been warning about this. We have a cowardice problem in our country, the likes of which I've never seen before. And this doesn't shock me at all, especially in Philadelphia, which has become, just like many other urban centers, a largely degenerate city. And this is an example of that. And I don't want to hear from people like, oh, yeah, I would have done something. That's not the point. The point is your fellow citizens did nothing. Let's frame this issue, play cut 66 fellow news report of a rape on a train where people just stood and watched. They just did nothing. They said, why would I do something? They took out their phones and filmed the rape. They took out their phones and filmed the rape. Play cut 66.
At Upper Darby's 69th Street Station, passengers of the Market Frankfurt line are outraged.
The attack was brutal. It was wicked. And the worst part is when the people were watching.
Several people watching, some within arm's length, says Upper Darby's superintendent of police arrested his 35-year-old Fishton Noy, who investigators say is seen on a train security camera sitting next to the alleged victim, touching her, and then raping her. Investigators say a female SEPTA employee called in the attack, which was relayed on radio about the attacker disrobing on a train at 56th Street Station. SEPTA says Noy was arrested at 69th Street Station on the train in the act.
Most people just arm's length away allowed and watched a rape to happen. Now, the bigger the government, the smaller the citizen. You see, massive government and big institutions, they paralyze people from doing the right thing. People don't actually know how to take responsibility for themselves. And this is a byproduct of what we've seen over the last 18 months. Sit and do what you're told. Take the vaccine. Put on a mask. And then you have this criminal alien who should have been deported from our country, rape a woman on a train. And no one really seems to care. And yeah, the story got written up here and there. But in a couple weeks, no one will be talking about this. And of course, this goes to something called the bystander effect. The bystander effect is where people sit idly by and don't do anything. This was most famously shown and demonstrated in the Kitty Genovese story, where a woman was raped in New York City. Rough estimates, anywhere between 20 to 35 people heard it, and they did nothing. But that is the human condition. We are a cowardly people absent the thing that we have decided to try to move, toxic masculinity. As we have removed toxic masculinity, who's going to step in and stop this criminal from raping the woman? Drag queen story hour man? Is the drag queen guy going to come in and stop it? No, instead the gut instinct is let's take out our phones and film it. There's a phenomenal Orwell quote. Free societies are built on the backs of vicious men who are willing to fight for what is good. So who's going to step up and stop the rapist? The person who's been emasculated every single turn? Now, there's another reason why people didn't step up and do something in this story. It's not just because of the cowardice and the lack of moral center and the societal and cultural disintegration. That's part of the reason. The other reason is that people are afraid that if they intervene, they might actually get in trouble. That they get, if they intervene, they're the ones that actually might get arrested. And we saw this during the BLM protests. Remember during the BLM protests where shop owners were defending their property and they're the ones that get criminalized? Remember the McCloskey family in Missouri? The McCloskey family who had dozens of hordes of BLM activists go onto their private property and they come out with guns to defend their property and they're the ones that get indicted and prosecuted. It's a law. It's a war on the lawful and a pardoning of the lawless. So how do we get to the place in Philadelphia where on the train, on the city of brotherly love, you have a foreign national that rapes a woman for 40 minutes and people take out their phones to go post it on TikTok? Not to stop it, not to try to intervene. The war on men and toxic masculinity has real ramifications. People sleep peaceably in their beds at night only because rough men stand ready to do violence on their behalf. It is Orwell. The only way you can stop a rapist on a train when he's raping a woman for 40 minutes is with violence. But we've decided to have a war on men in our country. So people take out their phones instead. They take selfies while the rape is happening. How do we get here? Well, remember when the mayor of Philadelphia declared Philadelphia a sanctuary city? And then he posted a video to Twitter where he came out like a child on Christmas morning and said, "We are a sanctuary city." And he danced around and high-fived his staffer. Mayor of Philadelphia, remember this? Play tape.
"We are a sanctuary city,
yeah."
That's Jim Kenney, Mayor of Philadelphia, dancing that they are a sanctuary city for rapists that can go on trains and rape people for 40 minutes. Of course, he will not be held accountable. He'll be reelected. The people of Philadelphia will keep on supporting this kind of horror. And here's the sad part. Urban violence is going through the roof. And it is the same communities they say they're trying to help. You know, the ones that are the black and brown communities of color that we want to try to assist. You go out to Haverford or you go out to West Philadelphia, they're going to be fine. You go out to the suburbs, to Bryn Mawr, they'll be unaffected by this. Would you do something? That's the question. Would you do something if you saw a crime occurring in front of you? Not every, and hopefully the answer is yes. I'm not accusing you if the answer is no. The world is a scary and evil and dangerous place. We know this. Defunding the police has real ramifications. The tragedy of sanctuary cities and these policies go to show that citizens are not prepared to live in a virtuous or moral society. And it's the very people that they say they're trying to protect and help, women, that actually fall victim to this. This is societal disintegration, everybody. And it takes courage. The other side, in some kind of woke Christians, they say, well, we must be tolerant. Excuse me, I'm not going to be tolerant of rapists on trains who rape women for 40 minutes. If I saw that happen, someone would go to jail. All it takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. Well, what happens when you have no more good men? Good men are hard to find because we've decided to destroy them. Toxic masculinity, we're told, is the biggest threat. When you wage a war on toxic masculinity, you create a society where women are going to get raped on trains in Philadelphia for 40 minutes and not a single man could stand up and do something about it. It's only going to get worse, everybody, until we start to balance what Western society has always been between the masculine and the feminine. To have courageous people that are willing to contest against evil to protect the innocent. And not take out phones and put it on TikTok. Every once in a while, a coffee company comes along that changes the way we think about our morning routine. Are you looking for a conservative coffee company that shares your values of freedom and liberty? And not feel like you've been thrown under the bus because of your beliefs? Minutemen Coffee is that company. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Roasted in small batches and shipped to order, Minutemen Coffee never fails to deliver on time and with the freshest roasts available. Minutemen Coffee supports our first responders, our constitutional sheriffs, and our veteran and military service women and men throughout the country of various charities. I am proud to partner with Minutemen Coffee and excited to share them with you. Minutemen Coffee subscription plans are top-notch and easy to manage on your terms. The coffee is so delicious, everybody. You won't believe it. So give them a try and use Charlie at checkout for 15% off your order. Go to MinutemenCoffee.com and get your freedom-loving coffee today. You will not be disappointed. USA Today article. Okay. The rape on the Philadelphia train was horrific, but experts say we're missing something in our outrage. So I read this article during the break by this woman, Aliyah Dastagir. It's one of the most disgusting articles I've read in memory. I don't say that lightly. She writes in the article, and they have this expert from the University of Michigan, which is becoming an absolute cesspool of Marxism. She says, most rapes aren't committed by strangers, but by someone the victim knows. A man publicly assaulting a woman on a train frightens and perplexes us. But experts say it's no less disturbing than a culture of complicity that normalizes sexual violence. This has nothing to do with that. This is about, do you see something evil and do you allow it to happen? Normalizes sexual violence. She writes, this person, Nicole Badera from University of Michigan. It's really easy to scrutinize bystanders in this really well-publicized case. What's harder is to look at our own behavior. one of the things that we should all consider by asking ourselves right now is, how have I enabled sexual violence? Experts say, this is what they write in USA Today, experts say that for most people, intervening won't look like ripping off a stranger of a victim in a public setting, but rather challenging a culture that repeatedly minimizes and excuses sexual violence. Intervening includes everything from shutting down a sexist joke. Oh, you hear that? A sexist joke, like Dave Chappelle, which we're going to get into, is the equivalent of raping a woman for 40 minutes on a train. Insisting a friend not stay at a party alone, and to believing a person who tells you something you admire committed harm. The article continues, people are outraged, prompting questions about why society is so tolerant of gendered violence and we become so inured to people suffering. The article continues by saying, so you have to be an engaged bystander. So here's what you do when you see a rape happen on a train. You should distract, create a distraction, de-escalate the situation. This could look like dropping a coffee or singing loudly. Delegate, find someone else to help, which can include those in close proximity. Bystanders may be fearful or uncomfortable, and they don't have to act alone. Oh, this is what they say in USA Today. Document it. They're praising the people that take out their phones and film the rape. Delay. Check in on the person who experienced harassment and ask them what they need. Oh, ask the person being raped, hey, what do you need right now? Direct. Set a boundary with the person doing the harassing, and then turn your attention to the person being harassed. Listen, this is what you do. You put their head into cement. Is what you do. It's that simple. Distract, drop a piece of coffee and sing The Sound of Music. Delegate, find someone else to help. Document it, go take a selfie with the rapist. Delay, check in on the person being raped. Direct, set a boundary. It's very simple. You use gravity to your advantage, and it's this simple. Either you're going to the hospital or I'm going to the hospital. This ends right now. Your head's going through the window and I'm taking you to the ground. It's that simple. We used to solve things like that in our country. I'm telling you, America was a freer and better place when strong men started to take things in their own hands when there was an injustice happening in front of them. Oh, no, according to USA Today, we must de-escalate the situation. We drop a coffee or sing loudly. Now, I don't know if I could take this criminal alien. I don't care. I would rather die than watch a rape happen. I mean that. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. I would rather be suffocated by him and have other people watch my suffocation than sit idly by and let this happen and do nothing. Instead, we have the feminine mayors dancing, Sanctuary City. Make no mistake, as testosterone levels go down, as we start to turn men into women, as all of a sudden we watch idly by, you get articles like this from USA Today. When you witness an assault like this, it can be hard to know what to do. Hard to know what to do. How about this? Do something about it. Use physical confrontation and take him to the ground. Oh no, they say this. This woman, co-founder of the executive director of Hollaback. When no one else is intervening, typically something as small as, whoa, 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 what's going on here, can inspire other bystanders to band together and take action. Other bystanders to take action? All it would take is for everyone to go after there. Now, I'm going to prove to you how far our country has fallen. The heroes on Flight 93 in Philadelphia, in from Pennsylvania, and the criminals. And by the way, make no mistake, every person who watched this rape is a co-conspirator, every single one. They were just as involved, not just as involved as the rapist, but they're a co-conspirator. Every person on that train has to live for the rest of their life knowing that they are a co-conspirator in rape. That's how big of a deal it is. We went from a country of Flight 93 where passengers were willing to put a plane into the ground and say, let's roll into the cockpit and give up their lives, to a country now on a train where people take out their phones and film a rape. That was a courageous country. I don't know what this is. Are you holding on to boxes of old home movies to share with your friends and family? Charlie Kirk here. Legacy Box is your chance to have aging tapes, films, and photos digitally preserved, so the ability to relive your family history is never lost because of a leaky pipe or summer days that make your attic hot enough to melt tapes. Plus, this week, Legacy Box is offering 40% off at legacybox.com/Kirk so you can start future-proofing your past today. With Legacy Box, you can reclaim all the priceless footage you have not been able to see in years. The service could not be simpler. Use their kit to safely send the moments you want preserved. With the tracking system, you can follow every step of the process so you can always know your originals are being taken care of. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk to take advantage of this limited time offer for 40% off. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today and then use their kit whenever you're ready. Legacybox.com/Kirk. Legacybox.com/Kirk. I use Legacy Box and you should as well. It's easy to use. It's phenomenal. Legacybox.com/Kirk. We went from a country where people would willingly put a plane into the ground to save their fellow countrymen and die to one where people take out their phones and film a rape occurring on a train. And then a USA Today piece comes out and defends the co-conspirators. They're going to have to live with that the rest of their life. They could have done something. All it would have taken, and I don't want to hear, oh, well, the woman is not as strong. I don't care. Do something about it. Run at them. Other people would have helped you. All it takes is one, and then other people go. I actually have never told this story publicly, and I'm not saying this as something to, you know, as a, you know, I'm a better person than you are, but I'll never forget it. It was Thanksgiving Day in 2014, 15. I was up early hunting pheasants with my really good friend, and it was snowing, and it was, oh my goodness, it was cold. It was in Chicago. I was at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and I was a big runner back then, and then I hurt my back, and thanks to Relief Factor, we're doing a lot better. So I was going for a run on Thanksgiving Day, and on Thanksgiving, I'd always run with my dog, Winston. Oh, he was a great dog. And so we were going on a run, and kind of behind my parents' home, not too far from my parents' house, is a lake. And I was running with my dog, and I had music in, and it must have been like 4 degrees. I was a crazy person back then. And I all of a sudden heard screaming and yelling to my left, and there's kind of this hill, and there's a lake, and this woman is screaming in Polish, and this stroller is going down the hill of a baby in the stroller and goes onto the lake. Now, the lake is frozen, right? So the stroller is on its side on the lake. The woman in Polish is screaming at the top of the hill, and Winston and I stop, and we see what's happening there. And we run over, and what's amazing is everyone is staring, doing nothing. Nothing. They are staring at a baby on the lake as the ice is cracking. And the stroller is starting to go under. The stroller is slowly starting to go under. And so I went into the water. And I just went into the lake and pulled the baby out, put the baby above my head. Thankfully, I was tall, so the water kind of went up to my chest. My very loyal dog, Winston, was right at the edge of the water, kind of trying to help every way he could. And honestly, having the dog there, his instincts were so good. It was like he led me there. And those of you that have great dogs, you know exactly what I mean. Had the baby above my head, gave it back to the mom. The mom never even thought to go into the water. And the other 15 people that were just kind of around, because it was Thanksgiving, it was a lot of happening in the parking lot, did nothing. Now, I'm not saying I deserve a medal or an award or anything, but afterwards, the police came. They had to put one of those blankets on. The police and fire came. They had to put one of those blankets on me. It's 4 degrees. When you go in the water, you can get pneumonia really quick. And the firefighters, like 20 minutes later, said, yeah, you probably saved that kid's life. No one was going to do anything. The bystander effect is real, everybody. And by the grace of God, and I'm not taking credit for any of it, I just happened to be motivated to do something in that moment. It was... And the woman speaking a language I don't understand. Thank you so much. You saved my child's life, the whole thing. So if there's one takeaway from this story that we're talking about with the rape in Philadelphia, I hope somebody listening to my voice right now is going to see an injustice happen in tomorrow, the next couple weeks, or next couple months. Be courageous and bold and do something about it. It doesn't mean you have to always just intervene when... Meaning like the situation is like, oh, you have to intervene when someone's doing something wrong. No, sometimes it's someone's in a situation. Everyone's just kind of watching. They're the bystander. They're not actually doing anything meaningful to help their fellow citizens. So we've now gone from a country that used to be bold and courageous and brave. And by the way, I just want to say this. if this rape would have happened in Fargo, North Dakota, that guy would have been shot within like 20 seconds. You might say, well, Charlie, that's aggressive. You ever been up to North Dakota? They're great folks out there. If you're listening on the Flag Radio Network, that dog does not hunt up there. Those are great people. They're armed, and they take responsibility into their own hands. And make no mistake, James Madison warned us about inner cities. This is no such coincidence. That's the word I'm looking for. That this happened in the inner cities. James Madison said we must be wary of urban populations dominating American politics because they are prone to rumor with a spice of madness. It's the tragedy of the commons. When everyone owns something, no one owns it. I'll tell you, the good folks up in the Dakotas, they don't tolerate that. But now we're a country where one of the top comedians in America, and we have not talked about the Netflix story, not intentionally, we've just been doing so many of the different things, comes out and makes some of the funniest commentary about trans whatever. I think it's hilarious. He doesn't apologize, and then Netflix grovels and apologizes. Do we actually have, okay, do we have the actual jokes itself from the special, or do we just have his reaction? Well, let's, oh yeah, we have this in his special. We have cut 91. Let's play cut 91.
Any of you who've ever watched me know that I have never had a problem transgender people. If you listen to what I'm saying, clearly my problem has always been with white people.
I think that's funny. I know that it's like anti-white or whatever, but it's funny because he half means it. But if you know his comedy throughout the years, he's an equal opportunity offender, okay? But Dave Chappelle goes after trans people. I want to get the exact thing of what he says. And it's not even after trans people. It's just, it's a joke. It's lighthearted. And the Netflix kind of regime loses their mind. Netflix, by the way, Dave Chappelle, I think, is objectively hilarious. He's some of the greatest kind of comic routines in the last 20 years have come from Dave Chappelle. He's vulgar and all that. I get it, okay? And I'm not even supporting you listening to him. But what gets Netflix more fired up? Dave Chappelle making fun of men who think they are women or women who think they are men? Or the remember the documentary Cuties of the child pornography, pedophilia that they put on their platform? Netflix was perfectly okay with child pornography coming on their program. And then the person in charge, who's one of the weakest people I've seen, kind of this Netflix CEO, he just put out a letter and he comes out and he says, well, I misunderstood. I shouldn't have stood by our creation there. So let me be straight. You can make fun of white people, Christians. You can engage in child pedophilia. But the second you make a joke about transgenderism or say that gender is a fact, that's all that he said. He said, gender is a fact. Let's play cut 92, and now Netflix employees are walking out of Netflix. Cut 92.
Dozens of protesters made their voices heard today outside Netflix offices in Los Angeles. Workers walked out to protest Dave Chappelle's new comedy special, which some consider offensive to transgender people. The company put out a statement saying it values its trans colleagues, respects the walkout, and recognizes that it needs to do better.
They have a sign there that says hate isn't funny. And we have called this for a while, haven't we, Connor? I think we've been on the cutting edge of this prediction. Comedy will soon be dead. And I called the revocation of the Office Diversity Day. I called it by the it's one of the funniest things ever. People say, you're a racist for saying that. It's hilarious, okay? It's called not taking yourself so seriously. And this is a great – this is why dictators don't like comics. This is why they had to cut off Cicero's head. Cicero was the funniest man in Rome, 1 year Roman consul, and he was killed by Mark Antony and the second Roman triumphant because he was so good at mocking people in charge. This is why Mussolini and Stalin, they quickly rounded up all the comics because comedy cuts through to all people because comedy is truth. Netflix, one of these, Vishal Singh, tweets out, I'm here at the Netflix walkout. As a non-binary filmmaker who has helped create over 30 hours of Emmy-winning original documentaries for Netflix, I will not stay quiet. Well, I wish you would. The damage done by Dave Chappelle's transphobia is consistent and translates into real-world hate. His pronouns are they, he. And Dave Chappelle, just on his comedy routine, saying gender is a fact. Meanwhile, at a high school in Vermont, just to kind of show the state of the nation, what are they doing during a high school football game? Oh, they're having a drag show. Do we have cut 89? This is a report of a local news outlet that a high school, public high school, has a, this is in Burlington, Vermont, the godless, soulless Burlington, Vermont. They have a drag show. Play cut 89.
A first-of-its-kind halftime show for the Burlington High School homecoming football game, a drag ball hosted by the Gay Straight Alliance Club.
To include the LGBTQ community in a sport that has traditionally been very masculine, it's really good for us to be able to add kind of a gender-bending aspect to that.
BHS students, along with students from South Burlington and Winooski, creating their own persona and performing for a packed crowd.
Kids on TikTok are saying that they are using demon as a pronoun. No joke. It's a new thing that, and of course, yeah, it's not a spiritual war, everybody. Nope, nothing to see here. Atheism, it's all just a bunch of cells. Give me a break. Cut 58.
So Leona uses they, them pronouns and demon pronouns. For the demon pronouns, it would be Leona is my partner, Deem is cute, and I belong to Deem. I love Demon very much, and I hope Deem loves Demon self too.
Posted without comment. Dave Chappelle is now being potentially canceled for being hilarious. And it all ties together, all of this. The hypersensitivity, the inactivity, the anarcho-tyranny, all of it kind of comes together. But don't worry, everybody. According to the U.S. State Department, it is International Pronoun Day. Everything's great. It is International Pronoun Day. Meanwhile, China is now testing hypersonic missiles. If I was Xi Jinping and I saw that Netflix employees are walking out over saying gender is a fact, if I was Xi Jinping and I saw drag queen halftime show, I would take Taiwan over lunch. And the State Department says, it's International Pronoun Day. This is a real thing, and oh, Media Matters will love this. The transgender garbage is making America a dangerous place. It allows our enemies an opportunity to take us over.
Everybody, look, there are shortages all over the place. We are running out of stuff quickly. It's scary out there. We can't get fish sticks anymore, Sour Patch Kids, toilet paper, diapers. It's not a joke. People are going to suffer because of the malevolence and some would say the incompetence of this regime. I'm a prepper. So my wife and I were good. Because we know that calamity and chaos, it's coming. In fact, it's already here. With food shortages all across the country, it's a reality. We got to prepare for it. That's why we looked far and wide. We said, hey, on the Charlie Kirk Show, we want to partner with a company that knows how to prepare for you, doesn't rip you off. It's not one of those awful things that is like infomercials. No, these are real people. We know the owners, and they're My Patriot Supply. The smartest thing you could do right now is get a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I have vetted them. I have boxes of their stuff at our home because when things start to fall apart, we're going to be well fed at our home because we know that we have My Patriot Supply. You could save $100 right now on their 3-month emergency food kit just in time before all the panic. Literally, Pete Buttigieg is coming out and he's saying things are running out. Good luck. It'll be like Hunger Games, Lord of the Flies. But if you take advantage of my offer right now, you'll be well fed. You get 3 months worth of breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks over 2,000 calories a day. And since you're saving $100 per kit, get one for each member of your family. It's the best investment because I know you know deep down, things might end up looking like a third world country sometime soon. It's not good. But I'm able to offer you something with preparewithkirk.com, a wide variety of delicious foods. You won't get bored. So go to preparewithkirk.com. Save $100 per 3-month kit, and you can't beat this price. Order now with preparewithkirk.com, and your food will ship fast. It arrives in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Save $100 on a 3-month emergency food kit today. Again, things are falling apart. Make sure you can feed your family. It's super easy. It also supports our show. So you kill 2 birds, 1 stone. Prepare for the chaos that's already here, and it's going to get worse, unfortunately. And also support our show. Prepare with Kirk.com.
I'm sure you're worried about America's future. Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair, but those who built and preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our forefathers and mothers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it still teaches them today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with the Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined and, more importantly, how it can be recovered. Take the online courses, everybody. If you're a parent and you are looking for a way to teach your children, if you're a homeschooler or not, go to charliefor.hillsdale.com. That's charliefor.hillsdale.com. The courses are unbelievable. Take them with me. I take the courses every single day. I'm about to tie up in a bow the Western Heritage course. It's phenomenal. I do at least an hour of Hillsdale College courses a day. Today, I'm going to tie up that Western Heritage course. So learn alongside us on The Charlie Kirk Show, charliefor.hillsdale.com. That's charliefor.hillsdale.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you proudly by Hillsdale College. Okay, I want to get to a story here, and we're going to cover this more tomorrow. But for every single state out there, we need to start to have states to step up and push back against the federal government for treatments to the Fauci virus. Breaking in the last couple of days, the Nebraska Attorney General has said physicians should be allowed to use off-label ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. The Attorney General of the state of Nebraska provided a legal opinion to the state's Health and Human Services Department. This just-released formal legal opinion suggests that the off-label use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine should be allowed to prevent COVID-19 and is acceptable. The Attorney General said, quote, allowing physicians to consider these early treatments will free them to evaluate additional tools that could save lives, keep patients out of hospitals, and provide relief for our already strained healthcare system. This is a big deal. Every attorney general across the country needs to do the same. We need this in South Dakota. We need this in North Dakota. Pharmacists are losing their licenses. Doctors are losing their ability to prescribe medication. Why? Because they are simply trying to get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to their patients. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow as well. I just want to say that as kind of a point of reference. That story really struck me as someone who is standing up and doing the right thing and actually talking about how people can get the treatment they need. And if you have any questions about COVID or if you want the other side of the story, we are getting some of the most overwhelming feedback we have ever received on the episode discussion with Daniel Horowitz. It's the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. So where do you find that episode? You can find that on the Charlie Kirk Show podcast app. So not just app, but if you have the podcast app, let's say it's already downloaded in your phone. So if you have an iPhone, you have the podcast app. It's purple. You open it up. It says podcasts. In the bottom right-hand corner, there's a search, and you type in Charlie Kirk Show. And then all of a sudden, it's there. You hit subscribe. And we have this conversation that is doing incredibly well. People said it has opened their eyes more than anything else that we've done. It's Fauci Virus Thought Crimes with Daniel Horowitz. That's Fauci Virus Thought Crimes with Daniel Horowitz. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that. I want to play one tape here of the wonderful Ron DeSantis in the couple seconds we have remaining. I want to play cut 71. Actually, no. I want to play cut 68. I think 68 is even better. 68. Every governor in the country needs to do what Ron DeSantis has done. I don't know why the governor of North Dakota hasn't done this. I don't know why the governor of Wyoming hasn't done this. Ron DeSantis, being in a battleground state, is courageous and clear. Play cut 68.
Losing nurses is not going to be good for the state of Florida. Losing police officers or firefighters is not going to be good for the state of Florida. It's also important for us to take a stand. If we have unconstitutional mandates coming down from the federal government, we have a responsibility to fight back and defend the constitutional system, and we'll do it.
Amen. Ron DeSantis, with the Attorney General of Nebraska, is starting to create the true counter to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, to the overindulgence in these mandates and mask mandates. There is a path forward. We talk about that in the Daniel Horowitz interview, Charlie Kirk Show podcast. You will check it out. You will love it. Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Tomorrow I'm heading to Seattle. then we are going to Boise, then we are going to Eugene, then we are going to Denver, then we are going to Clemson, then we are going to University of Alabama, and then back to Arizona. We are on tour, traveling the country, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting us. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Come to our event, America Fest. It's going to be amazing. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.